Good morning. There you go. 18 years ago at the Carmelite Monastery and St. Our Lady of Peace, I had my first Mass. When I had my first Mass, I wore this vestment, of course, because it's the vestment my mother bought me. It says, "Feed my sheep." And this was the gospel I chose for my first Mass ordination. And the thing that's always haunted me from when I first came to know Christ was the words of today's gospel. Do you love me? And I told you a couple weeks ago, I think, this Mass anyway, that last summer when I was in my retreat, Father Gene Fulton talked about he made it all the way through seminary and nobody asked him. Nobody asked him, do you love Jesus Christ? I made it throughout my seminary. Thrown out of seminary, coming back to the seminary. That was never one of the questions that was ever asked me. Ever. Do you love Jesus Christ? So theoretically, you could be ordained without ever loving Jesus Christ. For going and doing it. Now, no one else might ask, not ask you. But Jesus Christ, let me give you a hint, will never let you get too far without asking you and me that same question. Church mightn't ask you, other mightn't ask you, but Jesus is going to ask you, do you love me? And the way we answer that is we have to answer that with our life. Huh? When he says, do you love me? He goes, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to spend all your time kneeling in front of me. I want you to go out and feed my sheep. That's what I want you to do. And the apostles are doing that today in the first reading. They're saying, keep your mouth shut, don't say a word, and they go and they proclaim it even louder. They get persecuted, and they praise God that they could be persecuted. The only way you'd want to be persecuted is if you're doing it because of love. So the question to all of us today is, do you love me? And if you love me, are you willing to proclaim me? Do you proclaim who you love? Is that what we're about? You know, this past week was a hard week, correct? When we saw the 33 students and faculty, the 32 students and faculty, 33, who were killed in Virginia Tech. It was a sad, horrible thing. Young people had their whole life ahead of them that fast taken away. Well, the next day, I don't know how many actually watched the convocation, but I was home with my mother in Pittsburgh on Tuesday because it was her birthday. I won't tell you how old. But anyway, so, because she will kill me, and she's coming up this afternoon for, I'm having my Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning in the Carmelites tomorrow. But anyway, while we're sitting there watching it, I'm getting mad. Can you imagine me getting mad because I'm being judgmental? Because there, of course, it was a secular convocation. It wasn't a Mass. It wasn't anything to do with a funeral. It was a secular convocation. So the president got up, didn't say anything about God. I would expect it. The woman that got up, there was the MC, didn't say anything about God. I would expect it. The president got up. He talked about God. I wouldn't expect it. The governor got up. He talked about God. He quoted scripture. I wouldn't expect it. Then they had the four representatives from the four different religions. Huh? And the first one that got up was a Muslim. And he was a teacher there. And he did a phenomenal job. He talked about Allah, the merciful one. And he quoted the Quran. And he preached to them the mercy of God. And he said to everybody, we are all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Great. The next person that got up was this Buddhist woman. I think she was a student there or part of the group because she could tell this was not her thing. And she got up and she talked about, let's practice nonviolence. And then she says, now the Dalai Lama says, and she proclaimed what the Dalai Lama says, who's a good Buddhist, huh? Then you had the Jewish people get up, the woman and the two women. The one woman, she sat there and started proclaiming the Hebrew scriptures from the book of Ecclesiasticus. There is a time to be born and a time to die. And then the girl next to her, after she read it in English, the girl read it in Hebrew. Beautiful. So we had the Muslims represented, we had the Buddhists represented, and then we had the Jewish people represented. Then it gets up and this man who's a Lutheran pastor says he will represent the Christian faith. Oh dear. Not once did he say the word God. Not once did he say the word Jesus Christ. Now, I'm sure, because I've worked in college campuses that are secular for 8 years, that they would sit there and say to you, now, please, we don't want to offend anybody, so try to make it general. But you can make it general and still give hope about where you're coming from, I would think. Because here he got, he talked about the light piercing in darkness, but he never talked about Jesus, he never talked about God, and I'm mad. You know, I'm sitting there saying, of all the times, most of those kids that died were Christian. One of the girls on her MySpace book says, the love of my life is Jesus Christ. And so when it came up to everybody proclaiming there, everybody got to talk about something, but Jesus' name was never brought up. Never brought up. What more? How much better could he have sat there and said, for those who believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, even if you die, you shall live. Easy proclamation. We're not condemning anybody. We're representing what we believe about the Christian faith. But it wasn't, and that becomes more and more today. You and I do the same thing. When we're at work with our families, we don't want to proclaim and make anything politically incorrect. We don't want to offend anybody. We're not talking about offending. You don't offend people when you talk about your husband or your wife or your kids, do you? Well, no. Why? Because they're people you love. Do you love Jesus Christ? And if you love him, why would you not talk about him? No way in judgment, no way in condemnation, just way because you're in love with somebody. They can't condemn you, they can't arrest you, they can't sit there and say you're proselytizing when you're talking about somebody you love. So that's the question today. Do you love me? And if you do, what are you doing about it? And he tells us what he wants us to do when he looked at Peter and he says, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Give my people hope. Give my people life. Give my people truth. Feed them. You know, we're in the midst right now next door of a tech retreat. So I'm losing my voice again because I have been talking almost nonstop since Thursday night. These poor people do not have to go to hell or purgatory later on life. They've already lived it so far for me. So all night, Thursday from 8 o'clock, Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11:30 at night, all day yesterday, had the two masses today. We have two baptisms right after mass. Now go over there and you have to listen to me till 6 o'clock tonight. And so the main thing is I keep telling them, listen, my main purpose of being here with you this weekend, the main reason God brought you here is to give you eternal life, is to preach to you the one we love, is to preach to you that you know that this God loves you so much that he died for you. And if you just receive him, you're going to have a life of peace. And last night, you should have seen, if you weren't here, on this very place, we had adoration for an hour. And these kids knelt on these stairs for 1 hour. And they looked up at Christ who was present here, and they worshiped him, and they glorified him. The place shook with these 40 people, high school kids, college kids, adults, praising God so loud you could feel the vibration in the floor. Monsignor Carter happened to stop by. Monsignor Carter sat right there, and at the end of it, he was there for the whole hour. He says, Larry, come here. That was one of the most powerful experiences of my life. Monsignor Carter has been ordained 57 years. That's saying something. Because these people came to know that they were loved, and they came to proclaim, Jesus, we love you. You should have heard them say it again and again. Jesus, we love you. How about you? He does. Do you love Jesus Christ? Then prove it. Feed his sheep. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand now and do you believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and of earth, the Creator of things that are seen and unseen? Do you believe in Him?